The physical responses to emotional stress are triggered by the fight or flight hormones adrenaline and cortisol. In the first instance, they increase your heart rate and blood pressure so you are ready, literally, to run or fight. This is an essential physiological state and works well. What doesn't work well is when that stress response and therefore physiological response are repeated over and over, leaving you in a persistently heightened state of stress. This will keep your blood pressure at high levels for longer periods of time as those fighting hormones race around your bloodstream. Essentially, you then have a diagnosis of high blood pressure as your blood pressure is up more often than down. Blood pressure is always quoted using two figures. The first is the systolic measurement, when your heart is contracting and pumping blood around your body. The second, diastolic, when it's relaxed. This gives readings that should look something like 120 over 80 in a normal reading, for example. High blood pressure or hypertension is considered to be regular, consistent readings of over 140 over 90 when taken with a healthcare professional, or 135 over 85 when taken at home in a more relaxed position.